following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where agents digest knowledge like billy goats, and this is a pop quiz. How do you cover a motorcycle that costs more to paint than to buy? The answer? Optional equipment coverage. And if you work with a farmer's agent, they can make sure your bike's got coverage for everything from saddlebags to sidecars. Giddy up.
If you want answers about motorcycle insurance, you want a farmer's agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Football isn't the only thing kicking off this month. So are great deals at Napa. Stop into any participating Napa Auto Parts store this September and pick up a quart of the world's leading synthetic motor oil. Mobil, on sale for $5.89 a quart. Designed to protect your engine against wear under even the most extreme driving conditions, no matter the make and model. So hurry in for deals on the one thing that every car loves. See NapaOnline.com for details.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the Sooners to the Tigers to the Buffaloes next door, we'll fight them all with honor, stand tall above the rest. The Huskers of Nebraska are the ones that we love best. See that line of blockade, watch those blacks move out, heading for the goal line and a touchdown, there's no doubt. Fast as a mighty jet plane, a brand new car. Every player with the big red is a football superstar.
That was a joke.
Can you hear it?
Day by day, we get better, better, and so you can't be beat. We won't be beat. I said now day by day, we get better and better, and so we won't be beat. We can't be beat.
Empty backfield now. Cousins awaits the shotgun snap. He has it, holds, over the middle, pass is intercepted, Lance Sorrell, 45, 40, Lance Sorrell to the outside, 30-yard line, knocked out of bounds, Lance Sorrell! Brett's kick sailing towards the uprights, and the kick is good, and Maher drills one from 51 yards out.
This is a 29-yard field goal attempt to win the game for Nebraska. And what would be a miraculous comeback in the final 40 seconds. Brown for the win, the kick is up.
Is our score. Kickoff into the end zone will be brought out by Abdullah. Abdullah, a little bit of shake and bake. With room to run, what kind of speed do you have, young guy? Down the right sideline. He's got a chance. Yes! Touchdown, Nebraska!
Third down and 20. Quinn, good protection. Pass to the sideline. Good. Out of bounds at the 25. Todd Brown made the catch, and Quinn hit him right on the numbers.
Fake the handoff. Back to throws. Martinez looking downfield. Has a man out there. Pass caught. Touchdown. Quincy and Unwa. And the Huskers back to it in a score.
Big down. Third and a long five. Getting to the end zone and very close to it was Dean Steinkoder. He's in for a touchdown.
Stretch play to Bell trying to get to the outside. Compton hits him and drops him at the 10. What a play by Will Compton.
Backfield in the eye, wide outs both ways, and here is a fake. Druckenmiller on the keeper, loses the football. It's picked up by the Huskers, and they're going to run it in. Jason Peter for the score!
Snap back to Taylor. Fakes the handoff, looking to throw. Guns, pass, caught. Cotton, 15, 10. Bam to the 5. Dives for the end zone. He's down at the 1-yard line. Ben Cotton.
And the pitch to Warner. And Warner gets it up about the 29. Jimmy Williams comes up with a football, and Nebraska got it. Jimmy Williams came out of the stack with a football.
Back to throw is Cousins, holding, looking, going downfield, looking for Cunningham. He goes up, ball knocked away at the last second. Stafford was there, so was Ciante Evans.
We are ready to settle the Big 12 football championship deep in the heart of Texas. Major Applewhite back in the pocket, eludes one. Husker is in trouble, and down he goes. Warren Kaiser was there,
and the Court Huskers will go for two. They trail 17-15. Two-point conversion. Eric Alford made the catch. Game tied at 17.
up on the bounce by Keithan. And now down for Mitchell. Double team. And Mitchell got it. How did he get that one?
Tater in the shotgun. Burkhead off to his right. Snap back to Tater. Holds it. Looks. Throws. Pass. Caught. Kenny Bell. Dive. Touchdown.
Sal Jones, the lone setback from the 47 of CU. Frazier takes the snap. Gives it on a counter play. Jones runs behind a blocker. 45-40. 35-30. 25. 15. He's gone.
Far side, back to throw is Martinez. Now being chased, throws it out, a flat. Burkhead makes a catch, sits a tackle, 25-20, 15-10, 5, Rex Burkhead, touchdown Nebraska, and the Huskers are to within a point.
Holy moly, man, woman, and child did that, put him in the aisle.
Fourth down and 8, the ball at the 24-yard line of Miami, but they're down by 7.
Now Wildcat set. Burkhead awaits the snap. On 2nd and 10, Marlowe in motion. They give it off to Marlowe off the jet motion. On 35, Marlowe to the 30, 25-20, 15-10. Tim Marlowe knocked out of bounds inside the 5-yard line at the 1-yard line. Tim Marlowe takes the handoff for 39 yards.
Option play, the pitch to Irving Fryer around the right side. Irving Fryer could be gone. Irving Fryer, touchdown.
Good Friday morning, everyone. It's a Football Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda along with our co-host Jim Langan today on the program, getting ready to get you into a big weekend of football where the Huskers, the Lopers, and the Broncos will all play on the same Saturday for the first time this season. And in fact, for the Lopers and the Broncos, it'll be the first Saturday they've played because the Lopers started on a Thursday night. Glad to have you along with us. Brian Munson from Big Red Report and Scout.com going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Some recruiting news to talk about on the show today, plus what is going on with the Big Red. Big night of high school football. Lincoln Southwest rolls into town to take on Kearney High. You'll be able to hear that on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic is home to take on St. Paul. Hastings, oh, probably about halfway there, Jimmy. They're on their way to Alliance. I just can't. That's just not right. SEU, when you were coaching any of your places, what was the longest road trip? Do you remember?
Hayes Center, when we had to play them in the playoffs, going to Hayes Center.
That was about it.
Yeah, it was a long
beautiful trip. Town.
Yeah.
I like it. Good facilities now, good field. They had a nice field down there. They had a really good football team there for a handful of years, made it to the state finals.
Yeah, they fed us real well and were very nice to us, but the game was never in doubt.
And then sent you home.
Yeah, sent us home real quick, yeah.
Well, also, Adams Central and St. Cecilia are both home tonight. Adams Central against Wilbur Claytonia, and St. Cecilia will be at home against Ravenna, and you will be at the biggest game in the state because big-time officials do big-time games. You're going to Lincoln for Southeast and Millard South.
Yeah, that'll be a fun game to do, I think, yeah. Number 1 and 3 in the state, I think, and the one paper's got them 1 and 2, so that should be a pretty good game.
No matter what you do, if you officiate, if you're a coach, if you're a player, if you're a radio broadcaster, newspaper, you want to be in the big game, you want to see the big game, you want to cover the big game, and that's what makes it fun. It's a little different than doing an 8-man 2-4 against a 1-5. You got two great teams.
Well, you know, those games are fun, too, if they're close. I mean, if they're competitive.
That's true.
I mean, they're fun games to do. Any game's fun. You know, this game, I just hope it goes smooth. You know,
that's all officials can hope for. Yeah, any game, that's what we look for, competitive football games. And we should have some competitive college football games this weekend. We will have our Pigskin Pick'em later on in the program. Maybe we'll even do that early today. Who knows? We don't have to always wait till the end of the show to do Pigskin Pick'em, do we? I don't think we have to. We've got a triple header, and then the NFL season, big Sunday, big game, Niners-Packers. I think that's the biggest game of the weekend. Did you get a chance to watch a little Cowboys-Giants Wednesday night?
Yeah, I enjoyed that game. I was on the right side of that one for once.
Well, it was funny because it was about the Cowboys' turn, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's like I say, you know, any time the Super Bowl champions, you know, they're always that first week. A lot of times they don't win, and they usually at least don't cover.
Well, and it hasn't happened for a while, but I still love the stat, and I brought it up on Wednesday's show a couple of times, that this is the fourth time that the Cowboys and Giants have played in the first week. The previous three times in the Super Bowl era, the winner, one of those teams has went on to win the Super Bowl. Not the winner, just one of those teams, when they play on Obey, has won the Super Bowl, which I find easier to hit the lottery than for something like that to happen.
Yeah, so, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
80-20. I figure the Cowboys now have an 80-20 chance, 20-80. of winning the Super Bowl.
They got a chance.
Just from that. They're 1-0 on the season. You got a favorite NFL team?
Well, you know, like anybody that's close, I've always kind of liked the Kansas City Chiefs. But, you know, lately I haven't got to cheer for them a long time. Oh. So just mileage-wise, I can travel and follow them a little bit. But, you know, I noticed that you had a couple picks. You know, my dark horses are the Dallas Cowboys and the Houston Texans. You know, the two teams that you think logistic, Green Bay Packers and Baltimore Ravens. So those are the four I played anyway.
Those are the Super Bowl selections.
There you go.
We've been doing that all week long. So if you had to put it all on one team, who do you really think is going to win the Super Bowl? Who's your favorite?
Well, you know, if I had to be correct, I'm only one person against another, I'd take Green Bay. But if I'm trying to beat a lot of people, I'd go with the Houston Texans and say, hey, here's my one-person team that I'm going to go after. Yeah.
Some people took Atlanta, and that's who the Chiefs, at least have Atlanta maybe making it into the Super Bowl. I've seen a couple people out there take the Falcons, and that's who the Chiefs open up with. But Kansas City's at home. Tony Gonzalez gets to return home. I'll be interested to see how that works out.
Yeah, that'd be a fun ticket to have.
If you'd like to be with us on the program today, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Again, we're starting to see how crazy. We're actually seeing differences in the weather here, which will affect football games. On week zero, it was unseasonably cool and foggy and humid. Last week it was hot. It was as hot as you would ever want it. And now today we got wind, possibility of rain. When you wake up in the morning as a coach, how much did you ever pay attention to the weather forecast?
Always paid attention. The last couple of years I coached, we needed really good weather because of the type of athletes that I had. You know, I look at the weather here with like Grand Island Northwest. You know, they're 2-0. They're going to go to McCook. You know, they had that Rose kid, I think Zach Rose threw for like almost 400 yards, broke a Class B record. They need nice weather if they're going to go down and compete with McCook, I would think. You know, so, you know, there's times where you don't want good weather. You know, if I was ever going to play sergeant, I would want as many snowstorms as possible, you know, 3 or 4 feet, you know, make it a great equalizer. Because in high school sports in particular, you know, the weather can be a great equalizer.
Well, and coaches talk about it all the time that if you're going to win in Nebraska, most years, you've got to be able to play in bad weather, which usually means run the football and be physical in November. And Lincoln Southwest, that's all they do tonight when they come into Kearney. They're going to be a physical team. Adams Central is going to be a physical team. St. Cecilia might have a little panache, but they're going to be a physical team. Kearney Catholic maybe spreads it out a little bit more. Hastings maybe tries to spread it out a little bit more. You know, you can pick all the teams you want, but those are just a few examples. And if you're just going to line up and run right over somebody, it usually doesn't matter if there's a little slop on the turf.
Yeah, you're right. You know, that's interesting about, you know, you're talking about Kearney High and Kearney Catholic, their offensive lines, you know, it's going to be a real key to that. You know, and, you know, a lot of times the players that get a lot of attention are your running backs and et cetera. But, you know, Kearney Catholic's got David Squires, John Blake, Austin Lowry, Isaac Richter, and that Nick Dowling at center. That for Class C, that's a good offensive line. I think they're going to be able to run the ball if they want to. I think maybe they tried to see what they could do, maybe throwing the ball a little bit, see if they could be a little more two-dimensional. They got ahead, had a nice lead. They're 20-0. The game's probably never in doubt. But they didn't play real well on offense. But no one's going to be able to score on that defense. I mean, you know, they might be the only time anybody's going to score on them would be a turnover, something like that. But I don't think anybody's going to go 80 or 90 yards on that defense.
Yeah, they played really well on opening night, and those are some big boys out there. And I think we're going to see a higher scoring game across town tonight at Foster Field because interesting comment. I do want to throw this out. I was talking to Mark King, head coach at Southwest, and I've known him for years because his first head coaching job was at Ord. And he took about 18, 19 kids on a C1 team into the playoffs and turned the program back around. But he mentioned that Kearney is going to be the best team that they've seen here in the early going. And they played Grand Island last week. And Grand Island, of course, when we talked with Coach over there, they only had the one returning starter. But they put some points on the board over there. It's going to be interesting. I don't know what to make of Southwest. It really sounds like, I mean, their quarterback in two games is 7 of 17 for 60 yards and has rushed the ball twice. I mean, you just turn around and hand it off and get out of the way. That's all he's in there for. And when you have a quarterback like that, they got 300-pound linemen, 280-pound linemen, 290-pound linemen, it's one-dimensional. If you can get ahead of Southwest, they may have trouble coming back.
Yeah, you know, Brandon Cole, I think, is maybe one of the best strategic coaches around at this level. You know, when he gets a lead, they run the ball and they punt the ball. They you know, they don't like to do a lot of things or get themselves in trouble. You know, and they kind of dominated that Pius the 10th game. That thing, you know, they subbed in a little bit and some things went on that way. But, you know, that Jackson Gannon, that Dayton Maul on the offensive line are going to be a real key. Because, you know, whoever can move the ball and just keep the ball out of the other team's hand, play the field position game. You know, I like Carney High. And, McNett, you know, we got some experience at quarterback. And, you know, Hunter King's extremely dangerous at any time. If they can get them to punt the ball. You know, Kearney's got some good special teams, and at any time Hunter King can take one, they get just a step on him and he's gone.
And they have that diverse back, and he may not have had as good a game last week as he had against Pius, but they brought in that Jahl Thong, who is very, very shifty. Now, he fumbled the ball against Pius, but again, he reminded me of watching Sunday football where they or division football where you got a guy that's so quick, he's never getting tackled, and he's always trying to find a hole, and he either ends up losing yards or he might get the ball punched loose, but he also might stay on his feet long enough to make a DeMarco Murray play like we saw on Wednesday night. He runs around, and then all of a sudden the defense loses him, and he's down the sidelines for 50 yards.
Right. You know, like I said, if the offensive line at Kearney High and the defensive line can kind of keep things in, you know, like I said, get down to special teams and maybe one big play. You know, so you're right. You know, how those special teams go in a game like this can be very critical.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, as Brian Munson will join us at the bottom of the show. Some other football games tonight. Grand Island has that test with Omaha Westside in Class A. Aurora's back home after Coach Hubert won his 200th. He goes for 201 tonight against Seward. They'll be the favorite there. You've already brought up the Northwest McCook matchup. We talked with Bob Jensen on Tuesday. If you'd have said it was 2-0 against 0-2, well, yeah, I'm sure it is. But then if you'd have said it was 2-0 Northwest against 0-2 McCook, no one would believe that. So there you go. Another game I think that'll be intriguing tonight is Columbus Lakeview at Sandy Creek. I think Sandy Creek had a very tough first week game. Lakeview may be ready for a letdown after two big games to start the season. And Lakeview in the top five, Sandy Creek, it'll be interesting to see how close they are to maybe turning the corner. They don't even have to necessarily win the game tonight, but if they are competitive with Lakeview at home, they could be a dangerous team. Sutton's at home. And then, of course, however they can handle what's going on at Blue Hill. They postponed their volleyball game last night. They're supposed to play Donovan Trumbull tonight in football. And just a tragic, tragic deal. And all of our dealings with Blue Hill throughout our radio network has been nothing but great, great people there, as there are in every community we go to. But a tough situation as everybody thinking about what's going on in Blue Hill. And I'm kind of getting tired of having to talk about things like this. We've had a few too many of those over the last 12 months.
Yeah, you know, puts things in perspective. And this is the high school volleyball games, you know, high school football games, they're fun. You know, you want to compete in them, but, you know, all of a sudden something like this happens, you just look, you know, going, unbelievable. You know, it puts things in perspective real quick.
I think every school, and maybe not on this level, has had to deal with something that has happened to an alum, to a student, to a teacher at some point. You've been around long enough coaching, and you've been around long enough as an administrator. It just happens in a second, and it totally turns everything you're doing pretty much at the school, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
It's a bad deal.
Yeah.
We'll talk some more high school football here, a couple of other games in the eight-man. I'm still waiting for that first eight-man breakout. I know we've had some eight-man close games, Jim, but nothing between, you know, traditional. You know, they had Loomis Amherst. They're conference foes, but they're not traditional football foes. That was a good football game. Elm Creek played Ansley Litchfield. That was a good close football game. But I'm waiting for that first one. You look at the schedule today, and what jumps out at you? Axtell Bertrand, Elm Creek's playing Maxwell. There's nothing there between those two.
South Loop and Overton kind of intrigues me a little bit. You know, South Loop, I think they played Burwell and got beat pretty bad. And, you know, that was a team that Litchfield, Ansley, you know, played pretty tough. It was a close game.
Yeah, 2 points.
Right, exactly. And then, but they did beat in some Wilmerna, and then Overton's 2-0. And, I mean, they're always 2-0, it seems like, you know.
Overton has been a tough, tough program, and they continue to roll along there.
You know, you had one game. It's a little out of the area, but Mullen played, you know, the Sargent.
Twin Loop.
The Sargent, yeah, exactly, in that opening game. You know, and Sargent, of course, had won the state the year before. And I guess that Sargent went down, and with about 45 seconds to go, lost it on downs. Mullen got into victory formation, fumbled the ball.
Oh, no.
And now Sargent got three more chances into the end zone, you know, and then the clock ran out. But they got into victory formation, taking a knee. And, you know, if you go back to Mullen, you know, that's been their Sargent's been their nemesis the last 3 years. I mean, they've been very competitive. That was the one team they couldn't get by. And then all of a sudden, you finally got him, and then you're getting to victory formation. You fumble the ball. I mean, you know, that's got to be tough.
I'm trying to remember. I've seen it fumbled, but I don't know that I've ever covered a game where they lost the fumble. I've seen them bobble the snap. Maybe once I've seen it.
You know, Cambridge kept their winning streak one time. They played Grant, and I don't know if it was called Perkins County at the time or if it was Grant, but I watched the game on film. I went to referee a basketball game there, and they said, hey, watch this. And Cambridge had lost their winning streak of like 29 consecutive games. Grant was in victory formation. The kid lost the ball, hit his foot, went right to the linebacker. Linebacker went 34 yards for a touchdown, and that's how Cambridge won the game. They almost didn't call timeout. Cambridge's coach said, yeah, we had two timeouts left, and I'll call one. And then we were talking about, well, should we call the other one? And then that's when the play happened. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
The excitement of sports, no matter at what level. And you can hear all the high school games tonight on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also, keeping busy on the volleyball courts last night, Kearney High, Katie Higgins, 19 kills, leading them to their first victory of the year over Hastings. Kearney Catholic remains undefeated. They beat Adams Central. GICC took a set from SCOTUS, but SCOTUS won the match last night. And some volleyball action continues tomorrow. If you are a volleyball fan, Hastings is at home. Two games today and two games tomorrow. Action's going on all day today and tomorrow at Hastings and UNK with their College Fall Classics. The Lopers today play at noon, and they play at 6. They won last night very easily over St. Cloud State. And high school volleyball tomorrow. No less than four teams that qualified for the state tournament last year, Kearney Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia, who are preseason number one, Ord and Concordia, which is out of Omaha, will all be at the Kearney Invite tomorrow along with Sutton, Gibbon, and Ravenna. And I believe it's 1:30 when Kearney Catholic plays St. Cecilia, so two number one teams will battle. So if you get a chance with all that's going on, maybe catch a little of that. Lopers play at 2 over at Foster Field. Jimmy, sometimes must-win games, I hate that term, but when the Lopers probably outplayed Washburn in everything but special teams last week and lost the football game, and then you know you have to play the number 5 or the number 1 preseason ranked teams in the next 2 weeks, and you're at home, and from what I understand, Emporia's offense is better than what Washburn has, and I think basically everybody's offense is going to be a wash against the Lopers defense. I think they can shut them down just as well if they're not given the short field, but a lot of pressure on those young men. They need to win this one and try and upset one of the next two teams just to be 2-2 and just to try and save your season a little bit if you're trying to think about playoffs where the Lopers have been in contention the last handful of years.
Well, you know, if you look at UNK's football schedule, I mean, what a tough schedule. I mean, and usually most teams have a schedule, and if you play 12 games, you've got three or four games, you're thinking, oh, wow, these are going to be maybe tough. Then you got three or four over here, you think, hey, this would be a week. Even if we play poorly, we still have a chance to win. And that's not true. They had to go on the road on a Thursday night. You know, I don't know if, you know, there's a difference between traveling, like in NCAA division where they take planes and they do things like this, than when you're at UNK and you're traveling on a Thursday. You know, and like you said, the special teams got to them. And, you know, I feel real bad for that happened that way. But, hey, you know what? This team's traveling to Kearney now.
Yeah, and
you know, let's see what happens.
In their first game, Emporia against Fort Hays State, 534 yards of offense, had three turnovers, and still won 41-18. They threw for 414 yards in that ball game. So very formidable Emporia State tomorrow at 2. Got a lot of Huskers to talk about. Brian Munson's going to join us. We got Pigskin Pick'em, Jim Langan with me, Doug Duda on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll take a break. But don't forget, as you get ready to go out and tailgate, whether it's just being at home for the Husker game or you're going out to the Loper game tomorrow, Troutman's Quality Meats is your tailgating headquarters with USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef, the best burgers and brats around, quality steaks if you want to go to the next level. They're aged minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. You can always get the snack sticks, pick up some bacon, some ham. Maybe you got a little prime rib. It depends what you're doing at home, at the tailgate. Everything is there for you. Plus the beers and the wines and some specialty drinks to help enjoy the weekend even more. So it is a big weekend of football. Don't do it halfway. Do it all the way with the best. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, across from Bob's Superstore, your tailgating headquarters in Kearney. Brian Munson, Big Red Report, when we come back.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just sell oil and say, hooray! Oh, no.
We work to bring you deals on oil, and then we say hooray.
Slow and cool-like.
Right now at Advance, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil with filter for just $20.99. Wait for it. Hooray. A Pennzoil oil change special, just $20.99. Only at Advance. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Fans, football's back, and that means it's time to head to StubHub. With thousands of tickets listed for almost every game, you're sure to find seats you'll like on StubHub. If you don't, simply set a price alert. You'll pick where you want to sit and the price you want to pay. Then StubHub will let you know if another fan lists tickets that match your request. Now that is service. So do what millions of football fans across the country are already doing. Get to StubHub today. Get your tickets and get ready for a great season of football.
StubHub!
It's more exciting high school football action coming your way Friday night on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, St. Paul will travel to Kearney Catholic. On ESPN 1550, Hastings is at Alliance. On 1230 KHAS, Adams Central will host Wilbur Claytonia. On The Breeze 94.5 FM, Ravenna is at St. Cecilia. And on Classic Hits 98.9, a Class A Top 10 panel as Kearney will host Lincoln Southwest. It's high school football Friday night.
Mostly cloudy skies developing today. A slight chance of scattered showers early on as we head to a high near 75. Winds going to the north at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, skies become mostly clear with a low of 44.
Right now, it's 64.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway, Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Go out and see them this weekend and get something that's going to get you around when the winter months roll in. It's just even a windy, a little cooler day like today makes you think it can't be that far away. And they have got some big old trucks, Jeeps, vans, SUVs that are going to get you and your family around when the weather isn't quite as nice. Stop by and see them. Dodge Durango Crew 2013, hassle-free for $37,600. A Ram 1500 Laramie 2012. You can check out the 2012s or the 2013s. Whether they're new or pre-owned, they'll take care of you. And don't forget the Midway Certified Pre-Owned Vehicle Warranty comes complete with a 30-day exchange privilege, 6-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, and a 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, all at no additional cost. Midway offering 4 complimentary oil changes, 2 tire rotations for the first year you own the vehicle as well, with many more deals. You can always check them out online at thinkmidway.com. The Midway Auto Group, and that is Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Huskers tomorrow night, of course, taking on the UCLA Bruins. Everybody thinks it's going to be a high-scoring football game for some reason, just because of all the yards that were put up last week. And to find out a little bit more from the Big Red Report on the Huskers and some recruiting news, Brian Munson's back with us. Doug Duda and Jim Langan on today's show. Brian, what's up? Good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Well, great to chat with you again. I understand that there is some churning out there with Nebraska going to UCLA. It isn't just about going out to play a football game. They want to get out there. They want to watch some high school football tonight. They want to visit some kids while they're out there, and they don't have a whole lot of time to do it. What's the plan out there on the West Coast?
Well, I think it actually started yesterday. I know Bo Sandlin from Pierce Junior College in Los Angeles told me that Nebraska was supposed to stop by last night. I didn't have a chance to catch up with him last night, unfortunately. But I know they were getting out there early to check out some guys. I know Johnny Stanton has got a big game tonight, and I know that he was expecting a good turnout of Nebraska faithful that were going to come out to California a little bit early. They were going to take in a high school game. They were going to go out and see Johnny Stanton play a high school football game, which was kind of cool. I know Terrell Newby was talking about Nebraska. I know he'll be in the stands on Saturday as well, along with Stanton. I know Christian Morse is going to be there. I know he's a UCLA commitment. However, he is still going to take a visit to Nebraska later on in the month of September. So there's a lot of stuff going on recruiting-wise. I think even more than that, guys, you know, I think UCLA is a team that, you know, Nebraska seems to go head-to-head with them for a guy or two every single year. I mean, you go back to Owa, you go to Christian Morris this year. There are guys that those guys that these two teams compete for. So obviously this is a big game to go in there and prove what Nebraska football is all about. And I think that they're riding a little bit of a wave right now when it comes to their offense.
When you talk about the six Californians that are currently on the Husker roster, they're pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially Enunwa, because Enunwa is a kind of a special guy to me. I mean, this was a guy that kind of just showed up as a senior, obviously, because he was sitting behind some pretty good talent at his high school. And, you know, all of a sudden he goes out and he does this camp, and they kind of raise some eyebrows. He ran real well, he jumped real well, he caught the ball real well, but he's a long, physical guy. And he just didn't have a lot of opportunities to really open people's eyes, and then all of a sudden he commits to Nebraska, you know, pretty much out of the blue. And this is a guy that, you know, I just wrote up something about him anyway. I mean, this is the most prototypical and NFL-ready wide receiver in my eyes. It's on the Nebraska team. I mean, he's long. He looks like a cross between, you know, like a Terrell Owens and an Andre Johnson. He's just got these bigger, longer arms, and he's just physically put together like a guy. And, you know, I think the other California team, you know, like definitely you start talking about like Taylor Martinez and the athleticism Nebraska has on their roster from California. I think a lot of guys are looking forward to this homecoming and going ahead and having the chance to beat up on a California school.
Well, I know that some of the high school kids at Nebraska is recruiting Johnny Stanton. They're talking about some of the fans might actually come out and watch him play. That's got to be a little different. Nobody else would do that, would they? I mean, that's just crazy. I'm going to UCLA. I'm in California. I'm going to go out for the Husker trip, and instead of enjoying all the sights, I'm going to go check out a high school football game for a future Husker. That's still weird.
And he's excited about it. I mean, he said that actually in his first game against Brophy, which was in Arizona, which was on national television, I think it was on ESPN that Friday night before. Either way, he said that there were three or four families that were out there. You could see them, that they were wearing the red, and he said he totally appreciated it. I mean, he has definitely accepted, you know, the Nebraska culture already as a senior in high school. I mean, and I told him, I was like, what kind of pressure comes with this? You're the quarterback of the number one rated high school team in the nation, and you've got the team that you're committed to go play for next year. Their fans already show up to see you right now. He said, man, he goes, I'm loving it. He said it's actually his birthday today. He's looking forward to going out and playing a game. He's never had a chance to play a game on his birthday, and there's going to be hundreds of fans. I would predict somewhere in the neighborhood of hundreds that will be there, because they really didn't know. As Johnny at least told me on Sunday or Monday, but they didn't know if they're going to have enough room to go ahead and bring all the people in, which is at Mission Viejo High School tonight.
We're talking with Brian Munson of Big Red Report. Joe Gans, they have the Big Red Breakfast in Omaha every Friday morning, and he was the speaker today. That tells you where all the rest of the coaches are. They're on the plane or they're out in California trying to get some things done. But he actually did say that they want to redshirt Tommy Armstrong unless Taylor gets hurt, and that had kind of been what everybody thought, but I guess officially somebody said it today.
Well, I think that that's the right decision. I mean, what you've got there is, at least if you have some drives like what you had against Southern Miss, and you're going to get 3 or 4 or 5 minutes to a guy, you know, I think Kellogg is capable of going in there and giving the ball. I think he's the most knowledgeable of probably all the quarterbacks when it comes to the offense. He's probably the best passing quarterback Nebraska has on the roster. I mean, that being said, that's a little bit before, that idea is before what we saw at Taylor Martinez last week. So I think that now it's at least that's an opinion that can be debated. But I think ideally what you want to bring back is you want Taylor coming into his senior year, you want Kellogg coming into his senior year, and you have a redshirt freshman sitting there, and you got a true freshman coming in behind him. And I think you're starting then to develop that depth. That obviously, you know, that we're leaving Carnes out of the discussion, even though, you know, he shouldn't be left out of the discussion completely, because you are starting to talk about 2 years down the road where I think he will be a senior. And then also you do have a little bit more of a competition when you start talking about Carnes and Armstrong and Stanton coming in as a true freshman. I think that though is a picture of what you really want your depth chart to look like when you start talking about a certain position, especially one where you just have one player in the field at one time.
Brian, at this point, and here's something else Joe Gann says today at the Big Red Breakfast. He says, Breon Carnes didn't lose his spot on the depth chart. Tommy Armstrong and Ron Kellogg just outworked him. Right there, doesn't that mean Breon Carnes never takes a significant snap at quarterback for Nebraska, even if he stays, which I can't imagine he would now, because he automatically slides to like fifth on the depth chart next year with Stanton coming in and Armstrong being ahead of him already?
Yeah, you know, I think reading the tea leaves there a little bit with Carnes and those comments from Gans, I would say, yeah, I think the knock on Carnes has been, you know, some inconsistency. I think that there has just been a general inability, I guess, to really grasp the concepts and the playbook. And that could be a knock on anybody, though. I mean, when it comes to any position. And just unfortunately, I think that the quarterback position in Nebraska does require a specific skill set. And I think that if you don't have the ability to grasp that offense, I mean, you are going to be way, way behind everybody else that's going to be on the depth chart against you.
Talking with Brian Munson, Big Red Report. Let's talk a little bit about the Huskers. What stood out, obviously, we've talked about it. We've broke it down from Southern Miss. It's easy to say the offense looked great. The tempo was great. The fullback was good. The defense had some openings. Was there anything else that folks aren't talking about that maybe did pique your interest a little bit?
I thought the special teams play was horrendous. That type of that portion of the game is something that Nebraska is going to have to get sewn up quickly. I mean, they're going to play against teams that are going to have threats to take it to the house every single time they have to kick the ball off to them, whether it's a punt return or a kickoff return. Nebraska's going to have to stay within their disciplines of that area of the ball game. You know, kind of already hitting on some of the things you said. Tevin Martinez looks to have really improved on his mechanics. I thought he went through progressions well. I thought he checked down well. I thought he even checked out of plays real well, especially the one where he had Imani Cross on the field, which I thought was going to provide some difficulties for Imani to get into a different play and go into pass pro. But when he saw he had man-to-man coverage on Kenny Bell on the outside with no safety help, but he checked into it and got a pass interference call against Bell, or for their team against Bell, you know. But I thought that the defense, I don't know if there was a problem with the turf that day. I know it was exceptionally hot in the stadium. I don't know if that turf, when it warms up, that the surface gets a little more slick. But there were a lot of guys falling down, and you saw a lot of missed tackles because of it. So I'll be interested to see with a different surface how that defense kind of responds and how they play a little bit tomorrow night. I thought Constant played a great game, but he did miss some tackles, and Whaley played a great game but missed some tackles as well. And I'm still kind of confused about what's happening up front with the defensive line. I mean, I saw Cameron Meredith grabbing a running back on a wheel route and running downfield with him, and I'm not sure that's what you want to have, you know, a 6'5", 265-pound defensive end doing. I think that's a classic mismatch for you. And I still don't see enough push or surge or individual pass-rushing moves trying to get to the quarterback from the interior guys. And as we get in further into the Big Ten schedule, guys, when you start talking about Braxton Miller and other mobile quarterbacks that Nebraska's going to face, the way you really want to go ahead and face those guys and defend those guys is get pressure up the middle and let them go, and then have the defensive end stay home. So it's going to be very important for the guys inside to get push.
Hey, this is Jim Lang, and I've got a question for you, too. I know people were talking about the special teams, which basically, let's just go back 5 or 6 games from last year. Our special teams is probably what kept us in some games, you know, our right. special team play. And are we getting a false sense of security here with Taylor Martinez having one great passing game? You know, because I know – you know, UCLA in their last 6 games is 1-5. You know, they're 1-5 in their last 6 games. We're a 5-point favorite, you know, going into UCLA. And, I mean, those people in Las Vegas, you know, they kind of know what they're doing. So tell me a little bit what you think about that.
I think that there's definitely – you've got to have some sirens going off when you consider that was a game coming out of the gate and how Taylor performed throwing the ball where he had only been like a 56 career completion percentage guy prior to that. Now you're going to go on the road. What does that do when it comes to the overall scope of the game? Obviously, I think that some people are going to say, well, it's going to be very tough to hit that mark of 36% no matter where you are. So you're at home or you're on the road. Now, you are going on the road. Rose Bowl is not necessarily a difficult place to play. It's not a real loud stadium. I don't know if it's just something to do with the architecture there or not, but
the lack of UCLA enthusiasm.
Well, that too. I mean, this is a basketball school that plays football, right? I mean, they'd rather talk to you about what's going on the hard court than on the gridiron. And that's not something that's going to happen in Lincoln or Nebraska for that matter anytime soon. Yeah. But kind of going back to your special teams point, that's, you know, I think more than just last season, I think special teams has been in Nebraska's, you know, kind of been a strength of theirs going into every contest under Bo Pelini. When you start bringing in Alex Henry, what he was able to do and being able to pin guys deep. I mean, not just with the field goals, we're talking about punting and playing field position. And they just had a great way of coffin kicking and nailing guys deep and getting out inside the 20, inside the 10, giving people the long field. And that really did a lot for the Nebraska defense. And I think if you can't do that, because Maher's punt that you guys saw on Saturday, that was a shank. I think he only had one, but I think it was like 22 or 24 yards. I mean, that's something that has to be shored up as well as the field goal kicking, as well as the punt and kickoff coverage. I think Nebraska has a lot of work to do on those areas.
Yeah, I think my point was with Maher is that he probably had 10 or 11 great games. Maybe had two that weren't so good, and I think that's consistent. I mean, you're going to have some days where you're going to miss some field goals. Somebody's going to run one back. I think Fresno State ran a punt back against us for a touchdown last year in that game. You know, you're going to have somebody who might run one back. But to me, that would be the area where we're still maybe strong, even though we look bad in 1 week. And in the other area, we only proved we could throw the ball maybe one game in the last five. So I guess my point was it seems like it might be a false sense of security, but maybe we'll be throwing the ball 70% like that all year long.
Well, that's why we call it Overreaction Tuesday, right, Brian? Mm-hmm. Or Monday. Most times Monday, but it was Labor Day, so it was Overreaction Tuesday. I said Friday. We'll come back for our next show next week, which is this week, and it's going to be either – no matter what happens, something's going to be great, something's going to be bad, and everybody's going to overreact. It's just natural.
Well, I think the one part that it would, if the passing does go down dramatically from 1 week to the next, I mean, people could go ahead and point at the performance to Martinez. I think the one critical point that people seem to be overlooking here, beyond just Tiller's improvements in mechanics and his on-target percentage and what he's done there, the play of the offensive line was very consistent and very good on Saturday.
I agree. Very much so.
I think that if you take that component away, and you saw it taken away so many times last year because Nebraska just became so predictable. They get into second and long and third and long, and you knew on those certain passing downs that all they would do then is they'd move from a load up the box to take away the run to all of a sudden now we're going to blitz and make Taylor uncomfortable. Well, now Nebraska seems to have shored up the offensive line, at least they did last week. And I think also there is some, I think Tim Beck was much better with his play calling, less predictable, a lot more play action. It kept it as part of the package. You know, overall, if you saw play action, you didn't know if it was a pass or if it was a run. I like that idea. You're bringing the safeties in closer, bringing them in closer every single play. You're allowing playmakers like Turner and Bell to go over the top. And I think also Nebraska's tight ends, you know, the more and more they get involved, I thought Long emerged when Cotton went down. I think Kyler Reed is a player that could pretty much line up for any team nationally and have a presence there. But I think that if the pass protection goes away this week, guys, you're going to see some panic there because they won't know how to go ahead and adjust for that. And I think that they just enjoyed that last week. But I'm going to be watching that very very intently on Saturday night.
You know, in June and July, if a person looked at Nebraska's offense and you said, hey, Burkhead's going to be the key, you know, and he's out and possibly. I mean, it sounds like if he'd play, I'd be real surprised. But, you know, with Martinez stepping up and some other guys having it, Nebraska didn't have that third down and 12 very much. You know, it's a lot easier to call those plays when you're second down and 3 or first and 10 and you've just made another 20-yard gain. You know, so we didn't get into that. And I don't know if we're going to get into it this week. Like I said, UCLA, they're talking about turning this program around. But, you know, they got beat 50-0 by USC. You know, they didn't compete very well. Utah beat them 31-6 last year. They got beat by Illinois, an Illinois team that really struggled down the stretch in a bowl game. So I just don't know if UCLA's the type of team. I'm glad we're playing them. I'm glad we're not playing some of the other teams in the Pac-10. I can think of about 30 other teams I'd rather not play.
Yeah, and Brian, I guess that's the question. Let's get brass tacks. What do you think about UCLA?
Well, here's what I think about UCLA. The opponent that they played last week against the opponent that Nebraska played last week, but the Southern Miss would just wipe the floor with Rice. Rice is just not a very good football team. I mean, they're not a good football team defensively. They're okay offensively. I just don't take a lot away from what UCLA was able to do against Rice last week. That being said, I think the 5-point spread, I think it's a laugher. I don't know how it's that low. I'm not a betting guy. I don't mix the business with pleasure when it comes to that. But I really feel this game being a high-scoring game because I think Nebraska is still trying to figure some things out defensively, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's a special teams letdown again tomorrow night. But I think I'm taking Nebraska about 38 to 24 is what my prediction was going to be.
All right, Brian. Well, we'll let you get back to work. We always appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And last mention here, Steve Sipple was up for our Husker Lunch on Wednesday talking about that turf. I was on the turf. We get on the turf the last 5 minutes of the game before, so we can get down to the press conference. And I was talking to some of the guys. I said, "My, they put the rubber pellets down, and they were all over the place." And Sipple said Wednesday, he goes, "They're due to replace the turf." He goes, "I think it is going to be replaced after this year." So, yeah, let's hope we don't get any Missouri references, but it's not in tip-top shape. So hopefully the boys can make it through the rest of the season. Brian, thanks for the time. We'll catch up again soon. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Brian.
Do the same, guys. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Brian Munson, Big Red Report. Check him out online. Yeah, it's just one of those things you wouldn't even be paying attention to until you put your knee down, you kneel down, and it's just full of pellets, which the last 3-4 years, you just, huh? What? And so there is something to the field deal.
Very interesting. I didn't know that. Now, I hadn't been on that thing for, of course, a long time.
Well,
2 years.
You'll be there this November.
Go ahead.
Our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK Burger King, serving breakfast from 6 to 11 daily. Check them out this weekend with a hot cakes or maybe a sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich. I love the ham, egg, and cheese. So good. Some tater tots. Very good. BK, two locations in Kearney. Also, Lexington, Cozad, North Platte. Coming up, we have got Pigskin Pick'em. Get ready. We're back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. More and more business people are working remotely from their iPad and iPhones, leaving their laptops behind. Working lighter, I do. But the iPad and iPhone can't replace your office computer. That's unless you have GoToMyPC app. It's the missing link. Turns your iPad and iPhone into your computer. With GoToMyPC by Citrix, you can access your entire Mac or PC, work on any program, edit stuff, save any file from anywhere, even on the go, airport, cafe, right from your iPhone. Take care of any urgent request to edit a PowerPoint, update a spreadsheet, work on any file. Go to My PC, so convenient, reliable, easy to use. Sets up, by the way, in just minutes. Try Go to My PC today. A special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code Colin. Then download the free app to your iPad or iPhone. That's GoToMyPC.com. Try it free. Promo code Colin.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly cloudy skies developing today. A slight chance of scattered showers early on as we head to a high near 75. Winds going to the north at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, skies become mostly clear with a low of 44.
Right now, it's 64.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with co-host Jim Lang in the day. I can tell you're a little tired because you've been prepping
for the big game tonight in Lincoln, 1-2, 1-3, depending on the poll you look at. Plus, you were up last night late because you watched the presidential Democratic National Convention. I know you're watching that. And then, of course, you DVR'd the Video Music Awards on MTV, and you watched that twice and have been dancing around till 4 in the morning.
I saw Baltimore score 4 runs in the bottom of the 8th. It's what I saw.
Oh, that's good stuff. Good stuff, folks. Coming up, we've got our chance for you to go against us for 70-inch televisions, Super Bowl parties, Big Dally's large combo meals, $20 gift cards to Cunningham's. It's our Pigskin Pick'em, and it's coming up momentarily. Right now, our poll question, ESPN Superstation says, which of these top 25 teams is most likely to be upset this week? And we didn't put Nebraska down. And technically, we have to slap producer Jeff around because I said Florida versus Texas A&M. Well, Texas A&M is favored, so it doesn't matter if you rate it. We got to bring Jeff into our world here. That would not be an upset. But 42% of you said Kansas State has the most chance of being upset by Miami. 21% said Florida against A&M and Notre Dame against Purdue. A couple of you voted for Wisconsin. We even had a vote that Georgia might get upset by Missouri. What do you think, Jimmy? Which one has the best potential of sneaking one out here?
If I was going to say with any, Kent State too high, like against Kentucky.
It wasn't one of the choices.
Yeah, but you could sure make that choice.
It's the Kent State. Didn't they have the kid wrong way?
Oh,
yeah. My goodness. Today and this weekend's poll question, who is the American League Manager of the Year? Robin Ventura of the White Sox, Bob Melvin of the Athletics, or Buck Showalter of the Orioles?
Yeah, Showalter.
It's got to be Showalter, doesn't it? Melvin's done a great job with the A's, but Buck Showalter, if they find a way to get into the playoffs, that's just amazing. You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. That's just, I haven't brought it up all summer. I haven't brought it up to last month because I don't want to say anything about it because then I know what will happen. But I do have to say, what happened to your lead, Yankee fan? What happened? What happened, Yankee fan? That'd be so great if they stayed home because I did pick them to. Did I pick them to win the World Series? I picked them to get into the World Series. I think I had Atlanta over the Yankees in the World Series. Jeffrey will effort that for me. Nebraska volleyball team a winner last night. They'll play Duquesne today at 4. Kentucky tomorrow at 4. Already told you about UNK and Hastings. There was a limited Thursday night football last night. It was a Southwest. Defeating Sutherland, Arcadia over Santee, Omaha North beat Omaha Bryan, and Hayes Springs beat a team from Edgemont, South Dakota. Time now for our Pigskin Pick'em. Jimmy Langan's already got all of his figured out over there. I don't have a clue what I'm doing. I won ours last week. Everybody in studio, I had the best record, but didn't matter. Our player from Funk got 9 out of 11. And won it all. So Matt last week defeated us. You get one shot at us, folks. You get one shot. And you'll have to answer our trivia question during the break. And that will get you in for the T-shirt and the Big Dally's Deli large combo meal. If you beat us, you get the $20 gift card to Cunningham's. If you don't beat us, then we put that into the pot for next week, and it'll be $40 of Cunningham's gift cards. Plus, you'll get in to win the year-end prize of the 70-inch big-screen TV from Russell's Appliance and Cunningham's, which you can see on display if you go down to watch the games this weekend, which we, of course, encourage you to do in the Super Bowl party. Here's something I found unique while brushing up on UCLA. A lot of being made Jim Mora, his debut with the Bruins last week, playing Rice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They've got 7 UCLA coaches here who they played in their debut, like Tommy Protho. They played Michigan State. Pepper Rogers, his first game was against Pitt. Terry Donahue played Arizona State. Carl Durrell played Colorado. Well, Rick Neuheisel, Bob Toledo, and Dick Vermeil all played the exact same team in their first game coaching UCLA. It's an SEC team. Which team was it? 888-455-ESPN. One of them won it. One of them lost it. And one of them, Dick Vermeil, tied in his first ever game against this SEC team in 71. So 3 different UCLA coaches have played the same team in the first game they've coached for the Bruins. Which SEC team is it? 888-455-3776 for our Pigskin Pick'em. We'll tell you the winner right after this.
farmers. It's time to beat the heat with the best value of the year on a T&L pivot system. Save $5,200 on a quarter-mile pivot and get the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L Irrigation today or your local T&L dealer, or check them out online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
Get in the zone.
When you put money into your car, get some back. Sign up for the AutoZone Rewards program today, and we'll pay you to shop with us. Spend $20 or more just five times, and you'll earn $20 back. Plus, get members-only incentives, as well as exclusive promotions. See store for program restrictions and details. If you're not a member, get to AutoZone and get your free card today. Start saving money and getting more with AutoZone Rewards. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Yo, what's up? Right Brand Bacon here. I'm the bigger, better bacon. Bacon that makes a bold statement. We're talking major slices of thick, meaty bacon. I'm so big you could serve me to the presidents on Mount Rushmore. When I'm on the grill sizzling, I smell so incredible, it attracts guys faster than a half-price bikini car wash. I'm so tender.
Right
so
Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Sunday, it's an AFC showdown when Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers travel to Denver to take on Peyton Manning and the Broncos. Hi, this is Dave Sims of Dial Global Sports. Join James Lofton and me as we call all the action for the Mile High City. Will Peyton Manning return to his MVP form in Denver, or will the Steelers spoil his Bronco debut? Tune in to find out. Steelers, Broncos, if it's Sunday Night Football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mostly cloudy skies developing today. A slight chance of scattered showers early on as we head to a high near 75. Winds going to the north at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, skies become mostly clear with a low of 44.
Right now, it's 64.
Doug and Daddy Show, ready to wrap up another week. Jim Langan with me, because I can never be perfect on my selections. Maybe once I was, and I can always use the help. And Doug and Jim will be going up against Matt from Holdridge today in Pigskin Pick'em, already a winner of a large combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli. Two locations in Hastings at 810 West 2nd Street and 610 East South. And you can find a bazillion more sandwiches at 3905 North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Oh, so many good items to choose from. I'm a big fan of a variety of their sandwiches. How about trying the 21, the smokehouse combo, turkey, pork, bacon. Anything with bacon is good, isn't it, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Love it, love it. You can check it out at Big Daddy's Deli in Kearney or Hastings. And Matt, congratulations on being our qualifier. Let's see if we can get you to be a winner this weekend. Are you ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right, the first game on the docket. Can Penn State bounce back at Virginia? Who you got?
Virginia.
Jimmy.
Virginia.
Doug's going to stay with Penn State. I think Ohio is a pretty good football team. I'm going to stay with Penn State. The problem is, if it goes south for Penn State this week, and they are, I think, a 10-point underdog, they could be in trouble. Toledo at Wyoming. I'm going to take Wyoming. How about you, Jim?
I'm taking Wyoming.
And Matt, who do you like?
Wyoming.
Georgia at Missouri. Jimmy, who you like?
Missouri.
Oh, Georgia. Georgia. I'm taking Georgia. Matt?
Georgia.
Miami of Florida at Kansas State. Our listeners thought this was the best chance for an upset this weekend. What do you think, Matt? Miami or K-State?
K-State.
I think people just take K-State because they can't take Miami. Who do you think, Jimmy?
I'm taking Kansas State.
Oh, they looked pathetic last week. What was it, 6-6 going into halftime against Southwest Missouri State or some crud team? They scored 35 points in the fourth quarter to win it like 51-10 or whatever it was. You got to think they're going to be better than that, but Miami, revenge on the mind. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to give one more chance to K-State. South Florida at Nevada. Nevada got a big win last weekend. Who you like, Jimmy?
I'm taking Nevada.
That's a long way to travel. It's a long way to travel. I'm going to take South Florida for no reason. What do you think, Matt?
Nevada.
Auburn at Mississippi State. For some reason, Mississippi State is favored. How quickly Auburn has fallen, it just shows you that Gene Chizik won a national championship with somebody else's players. I'm taking Mississippi State just because they're favored. Who do you like, Jimmy?
Mississippi State.
And Matt?
Take Auburn.
Florida at Texas A&M. Who do you like, Matt?
Florida.
I am going to take Texas A&M. How about you, Jim?
I'm taking A&M.
Vanderbilt at Northwestern. Boy, they got a quarterback situation up there. When your quarterback asks to be benched in the football game, I think Vanderbilt sold out to beat South Carolina. Even though they got a couple extra days to practice, I'm going to take Northwestern to beat Vanderbilt. What do you think, Matt?
Northwestern.
Jim?
I'm going to go against you guys. I'm taking Vanderbilt here.
Two games left. You can hear Illinois at Arizona State is our finale of a triple header Saturday night. This is a toss-up game. Both teams kind of trying to rebuild. Is Shieldhouse healthy enough to go? Illinois at Arizona State. Who do you like, Jimmy?
Taking Arizona State.
Matthew?
Illinois.
I have no idea. I should just flip a coin right now. I'm going to take Arizona State. Iowa State. Chizik, go get it done. I should be rooting for Iowa. I can't do it. I'm taking Iowa State. Jimmy.
I'll take Iowa.
Matthew.
Ooh, Iowa.
All right, here's our final tiebreaker, just in case we need it. Nebraska, I want you to know that Jim and I picked the exact same score, so I have to change mine a little bit. I'm going to knock it down by 5 points. I don't even know. That's what I'm putting. Okay, we've got ours written down. Total points in the Nebraska-UCLA game. What are you thinking, Matt?
72.
Well, that is the highest. Jimmy?
62.
I knocked it down. I was going to say 42 to 20. But whatever gets me to 55 is what I'm going to take here, is what I'm going to take. Matt's already a winner, but a chance to win the Cunningham's gift card and get more entries for the 70-inch television from Russell's and the Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. Matt, enjoy the college football, and good luck.
Thank you.
Take care, Matt from Holdridge. I don't know. I'm going to stick with that 42 to 20 prediction, but I'm going to put 55 down as far as that. I got a feeling the defense is going to be a little bit better, and I really think UCLA, I think this is getting blown out. And Steve Sippel was talking about it the other day. A couple other guys I was talking about it with compare it a lot to the Washington game last year, where Nebraska was like a 2.5, 3-point favorite and just killed them. Just killed them.
Yeah, one thing, both teams, their body language is real good. They're excited to be 1-0, and they're both going to be, going after the game really hard. I just think Nebraska is probably a little bit better. I mean, UCLA has been getting beat real bad. When Nebraska, in the last six games, Nebraska's 3-3. They lost to Northwestern. That 28-25 game got blown out by Michigan. They actually got beat pretty good in the bowl game, even though Nebraska competes pretty good for a half in those games they even lost.
When they got behind by – it's hard to say because they were down to Ohio State and they came back. It just seemed like when they got behind to Michigan and to South Carolina, the ball didn't bounce their way. They should have been ahead of South Carolina in the first quarter, 14-17, nothing. You get an extra point blocked and returned for two.
Yeah.
You get a couple of bad, weird things that happen.
Throws that Hail Mary for a touchdown play and a half. Yeah, so I just think Nebraska's got better athletes, and, hopefully that happens, And UCLA's got a lot to prove, For them to win this game, they're going to have to – they'd be a biggest win for them and maybe – 30 games. If Nebraska wins this game, it'll be just like another game they've won.
Well, you pulled out that I took the Angels to win the World Series over Atlanta, huh? Angels ain't even going to make the playoffs, right? That's okay.
They're hanging in the wild card right now.
Yankees, Tampa, Detroit, Angels, Texas, Atlanta, St. Louis, Cincy, Arizona. I was close.
Your picks look good.
Arizona had a chance. They're still hanging around, but they're going to have to finish strong.
The White Sox and the Orioles and the Nationals. Those three are the three that surprised everybody a little bit. And the Nationals aren't just winning the thing.
Oh, they're running away with it.
Yeah, this is kind of amazing.
Best record in baseball or second best
record in baseball. Cincinnati Reds, too, you know, so, yeah.
Don't forget our Husker lunches are every Wednesday. Steve Sipple was here this week, and Sean Callahan will be at Cunningham's this upcoming Wednesday. Also, folks, if you're going out to your high school football games tonight, you can be part of the score giving. You can be part of the score receiving. If you'd like to receive our updates on high school football games from around the area, all you have to do is text 90210. That's the address you send it to, and the message you send is Platte River Preps. So the message is Platte River Preps. You send it to 90210. You'll get our updates throughout the high school football night. If you would like to report your high school football games and be part of our sports team and receive an ESPN Superstation polo, all you have to do is contact us here at the studio. It's pretty simple. You're at your game, and you text us updates. You can be 8, you can be 88, you can be anywhere in between. If you know how to text, that's the way to do it. We give you the phone number, 646-0506. You text in, you say, hey, it's SEM7, Wilcox, Hildreth 7, end of the first. That's what we got. We pass it on to everybody. All you have to do is email us, Facebook us, or call Jeff here at the studio, 888-455-3776. A lot going on in the area. The Huskers and the Hastings Bronco football team about the only ones that are on the road. So whether you're out watching soccer or football or volleyball, enjoy it and can't wait. NFL is here. I love college football, but the first Sunday of the NFL season, it always makes you change your mind. Oh, they are going to be good. Oh, Peyton Manning got her. Oh, this is great. Oh, how did I not see that? It's going to be great.
Yep. Sure will be. It's going to be a fun time of the year, isn't it?
Let's see how smart we are when Monday rolls around. We've got a triple header for you in college football tomorrow. Wisconsin, Oregon State at 2:30, followed by Washington, LSU, and Illinois, Arizona State. Then on Sunday, we start at noon with the Falcons, Chiefs, followed by the 49ers, Packers, and the Sunday night game, the Steelers and the Broncos. I want to thank Jim Langan for co-hosting with
us
today. Have a great weekend. Brian Munson from Big Red Report with us coming up. Bo Pelini's press conference on Monday. We'll recap all the weekend sports and have special guests for you as well. Enjoy the weekend, everyone, and enjoy the football right here on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.